What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to The Dashboard. This is episode... Oh, geez. I didn't even write it down. This is episode 6 for July 30th, 2013. And today, you know, I better change that on my little notes page. On my little set list of topics that I have going on here. So, today's not live, as you can see. It wasn't live, and when it goes up on my channel, it's not because it was live. Last week was live, and I did have a guest, which was fun. I did like it, but I was just really busy, and I completely forgot about this, so I didn't think of getting another guest. And I was really busy yesterday, which was Monday. Today's Tuesday, when I normally get this up on iTunes, which I'll talk about a little later on. But I wasn't really around to live stream this again, and I don't really want to live stream if I have no guests, you know, because it'd just be awkward just listening to me talk live, because I'd be really tempted to go and talk to the chat and to anyone that's listening to it later on. That's kind of unfair. It's like, I don't want to listen to you talk to someone that's not even there. So I'm not going to, you know, live stream unless I have someone as a guest. So I did forget about this, and I woke up this morning and I just realized that I need to get topics. So if I don't have that many, I'm sorry. And I don't know how long I'm going to do this for, because I think today, I'm almost 100% sure, the BioShock Infinite first DLC is coming out. So I'm tempted to go play that. Let's see. How is that posted at 1 p.m.? I'm looking at this article on PC Gamer, and apparently it was posted at 1 p.m., but it's not even 1 p.m. yet, unless this guy's in some other country, like Europe or something, which that would make sense then. But yeah, so it's coming out today. I'm going to talk about it later, though. I have that later on my topic list, so I'm not going to go ahead with it, even though I am. All right, so let me get the first formalities that I got to get done with every episode. At least I have what I've been doing recently. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, you know, hit me up on Twitter or on YouTube, send me a message, and we could definitely get that going. I don't want to have a guest that doesn't really talk much, you know. If you make videos, that's better. Because at least you have an idea of, you know, commentating and all that. So I don't want to be surprised when I have a guest on and then the guest doesn't say anything and just is kind of nervous and all that. Which, you mean, it's all right to be nervous, but I just don't want to, I don't know. I'd rather have a conversation than me just talk and then the other person go, oh, yeah, yep, yeah. And they go, well, what's your thoughts? Like, oh, no, my thoughts are the same as yours, yeah. So... yeah, I don't want that to happen. So if you are pretty good at talking and you make videos and all that, then let me know and I could get you on next week. Because next week it's most likely going to be on Monday again, live stream if I do find a guest. So if worst comes to worst, this will happen again. I'll just talk to myself again. So if you are listening to this and you've been listening to it for a while now, all the other ones, please review the podcast on iTunes. That would definitely help me out. Not really. Here's the thing. I don't really know what it does, but it just makes me feel good to know that someone is reviewing. And I don't know. Maybe it puts it closer up, like to the top of the leaderboards of podcasts. And you know, I'm going to look it up. The dashboard. Let's see about this. Mine's the second one, and one of them isn't even active anymore. Yeah, so if you can, please rate the or review or all that. Rate or write a review if you want the podcast, if you have an iTunes account. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Just if you're listening to this on YouTube, like the YouTube video, because that helps me out more than reviewing on iTunes. So the thing about iTunes is that eventually in the next couple of weeks, I'm not going to be able to put it on iTunes because I only have a free trial account on Podomatic, the website that I use for putting this podcast up. I don't know which one's better, Podomatic or Podbean. So I don't know, just it doesn't really matter, I guess. But I think the free trial is better on Podomatic. But the problem is I don't really have any money to pay for storage and everything. So unless I could find someone to sponsor this, if I could find a website to sponsor this and throw me a little bit of money here and there to keep it going, then I'm not gonna be able to put it on iTunes, and maybe I'll just put it on YouTube and then keep the audio recordings in like a folder and then upload them all to iTunes like later on when I'm able to afford a pro account on one of those podcast websites. So, it's going to be one or the other. It's either going to wait until I could find a job or something to put them up on some websites to host the audio files, or I go out and I look for a sponsor. But right now, I mean, with the views that I get on here, I don't think a sponsor would really want to sponsor this, but that's enough with all these podcast talk stuff. So let's move on to the first bit of gaming news. Actually, you know what? I want to talk about what I did yesterday. Yesterday, I went to the shooting range, and I don't really normally get to go to the shooting range much because, I don't know, it's kind of far. So, to have to go and get everything ready, bring it out all the way to where the shooting range is, do everything I got to do and come back. I can't do it much. And when I can, it's awesome. Like, I'm really pro gun, mostly because I just love them. If I become like a millionaire, or even not even a millionaire, but if I could live comfortably when I'm older, when I get out of college and I find a job, hopefully, I'm planning on getting a lot of guns. I want to move somewhere where it's legal. Like in New York, it's not really legal to have anything. They just give you the bare minimum. It's like, oh, you want a gun? Oh, you have the right to get a gun? Here, have barely a gun. It's not really a gun. It's just barely a gun. It's stupid. You can't have a lot of rounds in your magazine. I hate it. And apparently there's a lot of lawsuits going on to repeal the laws and everything that they did. I don't even know what exactly is banned. I know that magazines for pistols that are over 7 rounds, I think, are banned. Assault rifles are banned. I don't even know. There's a lot of other things. I forget. I remembered a while ago, but that was a couple months ago, and I forget now. But, yeah, it's stupid, and I want to move somewhere I could get a lot of guns, because yesterday I shot some hunting rifles, which I'm actually pretty accurate with. Like, I could definitely hold my own in a zombie apocalypse, and there was a zombie target, headshots all the way at 100 yards. Well, 100 yards isn't really that far, but the range was only 100 yards, 50 yards, and then 200 yards, and that was way out of order. Should have been 50, 100, 200, but the 200 was all taken. I've never tried 200. My dog is barking like a maniac right now, so sorry about that, but I don't feel like going to stop him because he'll just bark again when he sees like another squirrel outside or something. So the hunting rifles I'm pretty decent with, but then I shot a 12-gauge shotgun. With any of you out there that know about guns, I shot a 12-gauge shotgun with slugs, and that gun kicked like a mule, and my shoulder hurts bad right now from that. I don't know what a 50 cal recoil is like, but I'm pretty sure it's close to that. So it's pretty big kick, but it definitely has stopping power if you're able to hit something on the other side, be it an animal that you're hunting or a zombie that you're trying to kill or something. It will put it down pretty easily. So anyway, that's that. That's really where I was all day yesterday. So I didn't make a video yesterday. That's why. But have one today to make up for it. This really long one. So let's move on. Let's go to the first bit of gaming news that I have, the Oculus Rift. I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. It's not new. It's not really news, but I just wanted to talk about the Oculus Rift, if that's even how you pronounce it. I don't know how to feel about it. To me, it looks cool. It looks like it'd be pretty fun for a little bit, but then after that, it would get really annoying and redundant to have to worry about, turning to look around at everything, and then, the one game that what I picture playing with the Oculus Rift every time that I see it is, or think about it, is Skyrim. And I don't know, just to me, looking around, how do you turn around all the way and then still control where you're walking? I guess you'd probably still use your mouse. See, what I wish you could do is I don't even know if this is how it works, but I wish they made games for it, and they probably will in the future, that your mouse controls the direction that you're facing, but your head controls just the way that your head's moving. So, if you ever played Arma, DayZ, you can, press a key and then it frees up your head and you could turn and look. That's what the Oculus Rift would be. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't use your head to turn your whole body. It's not like the way that I see it, or the way I think it works, is when you're fighting someone or you're playing a first person shooter, if you want to move your gun, you have to move your head. So if you're trying to bounce from target to target, and I'm moving my head right now, so my voice might sound weird in the recording. I feel like it'd be better if you could just, it might be a little hard to get used to, but it would probably be better to use your mouse to move your body around, just to change the direction that you're walking or whatever. And then your head's just to look around. So you could be facing one way, shooting or whatever, and then turn and look. And say you're playing Skyrim, you're in a sword fight with some bandit or something. And then you're a dragon and you just go, oh, what is that? It's a dragon. So that's kind of what I picture, games in the future to be with the Oculus Rift. And it looks pretty cool, but at the same time, I don't know. I feel like I could get bored after a while and not want to use it. Because as much as all these new things that are coming out are cool for a little bit, I don't know. I just feel like it's a fad. I really do. I feel like it's just going to blow over at some point and no one's going to use it anymore. Because as much as, like I said, as much as using the Oculus Rift is cool for a little bit, I don't know, I just feel like the mouse and keyboard is just so much easier. And, I hear people say, and I even said this too, once in a while, I say, oh, I can't imagine what it would be like to have a complete immersive experience when you're playing a game. Let's say you're playing Call of Duty or Battlefield or something. And I even saw this before. There's this thing, this simulation room where you're completely immersed. You stand in the middle of this room on this, is it omnidirectional? I guess it's a treadmill that moves in all directions. So it'd be omnidirectional, I guess. So you're standing on this omnidirectional treadmill and you have, it's a big bubble around you. And the bubble shows all around you in 360 degrees. So you could turn around, you could start running the other way, you could turn whatever direction. And you have this gun in your hands that you use to shoot. And all around you is paintball guns. And you get shot with the paintball guns if you get shot in the game. So that's really immersive. But at the same time, I sometimes think that would be really cool. If everyone had one of those in their room, that would destroy the obesity problem in not even just America, every single country. But I just feel like that get really annoying and really boring at some point, because you know, there's times where I come back from, you know, working out or working and I'm just tired and I just don't want to get into this simulation room and run around and get shot by paintballs. I just want to sit back, relax, and just use my mouse and keyboard or use my Xbox controller and not move at all and just, you know, lay down and just play Battlefield, not get shot with paintball guns and you know, all that. It just, it, to me, it just doesn't seem as fun. And at the same time, you gotta clean up paintballs or paint, and you gotta buy paintballs for the paintball guns. And I feel like, if it got to the point where everyone had a simulation room like that, you wouldn't have a paintball gun. You would have, you know, like a chest, like a vest, not chest, a vest on your chest. Then when you get shot, it just kind of like, you know, puts pressure on you or something. I don't know, or shocks you a little bit just to let you know that you got shot. And, you know, having something like that would be fun for a little bit, but then at the same time, it would create a lot more campers, because who wants to get shot and shocked or have pressure put on them for getting shot? It doesn't seem like it'd work out too well. It would make people camp in first-person shooters all the time, and then you know, if you're playing Skyrim, you get hit by a sword. It's like, oh, I don't even want to fight anyone. And you get, it would make getting chased by a dragon a lot scarier, because you're actually being chased. And if you get bit, you're gonna get some pain in your chest cavity area. So that, you know, that'd make it more immersive. But at the same time, to me, it would be annoying. It would be a real nuisance at some times. I mean, right now I just woke up a little while ago, and if I had to put on something to, you know, shock me awake, if every time I got shot in Battlefield or something, you know, that wouldn't be too bad. I don't think it'd be too bad. But like I said, after work or after working out, you just don't want to have to worry about that. You know, you just want to sit back and relax and play, and that's really what games were made for. You know, they weren't made to really give you a workout and immerse you so much. I mean, simulation games are trying to immerse you in an area, or an RPG is trying to immerse you inside of a region and as a person, as a character in a game. And that's why it's called a role-playing game, because you're playing the role of someone. Which, to some extent, I feel like every game could be a role-playing game, because, you know, in Call of Duty, you're role-playing as a soldier. Yeah, but I guess there's some other technical things that have to do with role-playing games that I just don't know about. It's probably something else that you need to qualify as one that I just have no idea about. So, you know, excuse my ignorance on role-playing games, but it just happens. I don't know. I know what a role-playing game is. I can name a few, but I just don't know what the exact definition is. I just know if I saw one, I'd know it's a RPG. Like, I can't define it. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what? I'm going to look it up right now. Role-playing games. Wikipedia. Role-playing game is a game in which players assume the roles of characters in a fictional setting. Players take responsibility for acting out these roles within a narrative, either through literal acting or through the process of structured decision-making or character development. Actions taken within many games succeed or fail according to a formal system of rules and guidelines. There are several forms of RPGs. The original form, sometimes called a tabletop RPG, conducted... No, it's like Dungeons and Dragons. Whereas live-action role-playing games, LARP for short, players physically perform their characters' actions. These aren't video games, though. Oh, here we go. Several varieties of RPG also exist in the electronic media, such as multiplayer text-based MUDs and their graphics-based successors, massively multiplayer online role-playing games, MMORPGs. Role-playing games also include single-player offline role-playing video games in which players control a character or team who undertake quests and may include capabilities that advance using statistical mechanics. These games often share settings and rules with tabletop RPGs, but emphasize character advancement more than collaborative storytelling. So I guess, I don't know. I mean, to some extent, first-person shooters could be RPGs. You know, any game could be an RPG to some extent, but an actual RPG is like a game where you have a skill tree and you level up and all that. And I don't know how I got from the Oculus Rift to here, but it just happened. And that's the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. So let's move on to my next topic, which I briefly discussed before, which is BioShock Infinite DLC. I just bought the season pass the other day, or not even the other day, the other 30 minutes ago. Right before I started, I was looking up some topics, and I saw a article on PC Gamer, the one that was published at 1 p.m. when right now it's 12:15 p.m. But I guess I'm not the center of the world. There's other times where it's already 1. So today, the first DLC is coming out. So that's why I bought it, because I saw this and I'm like, oh, the first DLC is coming out. I might as well just go buy it. So I don't really have much money, but BioShock has got to take precedent over everything else. Precedent. You know, I really don't have many expenses, and I don't want to add any. So that's why I don't want to have to pay for like podcast hosting. So, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I'd be more than perfectly happy, and this is going back to what I said with sponsors. I'd be more than perfectly happy, like, putting a ad in here for the podcast hosting thing if they give me some more space. And, you know, I think I might go contact them and ask them. Maybe that'll happen. Probably not. They've probably been asked that before, and other people have been denied, but, you know, whatever. So let me get back to BioShock. So the first DLC... What's it called? Clash in the Clouds. I actually saw the trailer for the other one, which is... Wait, hold on. Oh, multiple trailers released. Ooh, I see. So I saw the trailer for the second one, which is Burial at Sea. The name of this article is BioShock Infinite DLC Unveiled. Trailers, screens, and... Oh my god, one's available today! So that's pretty... It's pretty crazy that it's already available. They just released the trailer and it's available. That's a pretty cool picture. I don't really know what this one that's coming out today is. And if I wasn't doing a podcast right now, I'd watch this trailer. I saw the trailer for the second one, which looked really cool. It looked like you go with Elizabeth to Rapture and you just adventure there. And... yeah, if you haven't played BioShock Infinite, definitely get it. If you haven't bought it during the Steam sale, then shame on you, because, you know, all the games that you bought that were like $5 that you probably won't ever play, you could have not bought those and bought BioShock for $20, and you would have had the time of your life for about, you know, 9 hours, I think. Is that how long BioShock was? Let me see. How long is BioShock Infinite? How long to beat.com? 11 hours. So it's 11 hours, the main story. 14 and a half, main plus extras. Completionist is 26 hours. And combined, I don't know what combined is. 13 and a half. I want to see what's the fastest. Speedrun. Speedrun is 6 hours, 47 minutes. Oh, the fastest is 3 hours, 20 minutes, and 2 seconds. That's pretty crazy. 3 hours to beat the game. I'm so amazed with speedrunners. I actually saw this video yesterday on Reddit of a speedrun of Legends of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, by the guy named Cosmo. I've heard his name before. I just don't remember where. I remember tongue twister there. Not really, but it's just my tongue did twist. It might have been a video that I saw where someone mentioned him, but I guess he's a very well-known speedrunner, and he did a speedrun of Legend of Zelda while talking about the history of speedrunning that game. So while he was trying to do everything perfect to beat the game in 20 minutes. He beat the game. And the way he did is, I mean, he did like use glitches, but he did talk about all the glitches and how him and other speedrunners just like spent hours looking for them and trying to figure out how to cut down time, how to skip cutscenes and warp through walls and stuff to, I don't even know what exactly he did, but he like warped and did a bunch of things to not have to defeat a bunch of bosses and skip a bunch of the game to beat it in 20 minutes. But it was pretty crazy. So let me get back to what I was saying. So the BioShock Infinite DLC is coming out, Clash in the Clouds. I went to a Let's Play of it, but I do have a bunch of games that are already going on with Let's Plays, and I want to finish those and just go on to Let's Playing indie games that no one's heard of before, and maybe I'll hit the jackpot and be the first to upload the next big thing. Maybe I could find the next big game, you know, next big Surgeon Simulator, and you know, get all the views, or maybe even better, find the next Minecraft. Or, I mean, when I say the next Minecraft, the next big indie game that just blows up and get all the views from that. So, yeah, I'm not going to do a Let's Play of BioShock Infinite for that reason, and also because it's just such an immersive game to me, and I can't talk and try to make you guys entertained while trying to play this game and enjoy it. I just got to sit there, and I just got to just nerd out and just be told the story of Booker DeWitt and whoever else is there. Elizabeth, maybe. I don't know. Unless she's in the second one, and I don't know who's in the first one. But the first one looks like it's just a, maybe it's an add-on to the original story, and then the second one's like completely different. You know, an add-on to BioShock 1 and 2. Maybe, I don't know. So anyway, let's move on. I think that's enough. If you, like I said, if you haven't bought BioShock Infinite, definitely buy it. It's so worth it. It's probably my favorite game in a long time. I wouldn't say it's my favorite game all time, because there's a lot of games that I just have nostalgia for that I can't just say that aren't my favorite game. And there's a bunch that I just like. Here's the thing: like, I have a bunch of games like Pokemon. Pokemon's, I would say, is one of my favorite games because I spent so much time as a kid playing it. But the storytelling does not compete with BioShock Infinite, but it's not supposed to tell a story. I mean, the story kind of is you're a little Pokemon trainer trying to make it to the big times and defeat the big Pokemon trainers and the Elite Four, the Pokemon League. So it's not really much of a storyline, but you know, BioShock Infinite is a pretty big storyline. So I like games with storylines. I really do, but I can't Let's Play them. I don't know how people do it. I just, as soon as the storyline gets good, I just blank out and I just can't talk. And that's just the way it is. I just can't do it. I could talk when I play Minecraft because there's no story. It's just me doing whatever I want. So I could talk and I could do whatever I want, and I don't have to worry about listening to people talk. And you know, when I play games when I do Let's Plays of them, like Call of Juarez, I don't even know what most of the storyline's going, what's happening in most of the game, because I'm not really listening to the people talking, because I'm trying to talk myself, and I'm trying to think about what I'm going to say and all that. So it kind of ruins a little bit of the story for the games that I play when I have to talk over them. So yeah, I don't want to waste this. I don't want to ruin BioShock Infinite by talking over it. That's why I never did a story. Never did a playthrough of it, and that's why I won't do a playthrough of any of the DLCs. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to talk about Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Wow, Black Flag, the new Assassin's Creed game where you're a pirate in the Caribbean or the Caribbean. I say Caribbean, even though it's just, I don't know. I guess you can say it's like tomato tomato, but you know, when I say it, I'm like, oh god, what am I, some Pirates of the Caribbean fanboy here or something? Okay, so let me just talk about it. So, whatever, Caribbean, whatever, doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So Assassin's Creed Black Flag looks very, very good, and that's what I thought about every single Assassin's Creed. Even Revelations I thought looked really good. Well, actually, to be honest, I didn't really pay much attention to Revelations till it came out, when I got it, and I didn't even finish it. I played a little bit of it. And I made the mistake on every single Assassin's Creed game that I ever owned that I bought it on Xbox, played half of it, stopped, and then bought it on PC instead of just buying it on PC in the first place. Like Assassin's Creed 3, I bought it on PC during the Steam Summer Sale because I just love that game, but I don't really feel like rewiring everything because my headset, I had it connected to my Xbox, but because I don't play my Xbox anymore, I connected it to my PC so that I could have optical surround sound on my PC, which sounds amazing. But the problem is I can't use stereo mix. So, I don't know, if you guys don't make videos, you probably have no idea what that is, but it's something on Windows that it's like having a mixer that has multiple inputs and then sends it out as one output. So you could record and record your voice, record the sound coming out from your computer, and then, you know, have it in one audio file. So that's what it's for. But because I use optical audio, it doesn't work and I can't find a way to make it work. So I'm gonna have to keep working on that to be able to record these podcasts with a guest, or else I'm gonna have to use Skype call recorder, which, you know, that's not that big of a deal. I could use that. So anyway, yeah, I rewired my Xbox, and I don't feel like going back and putting it on and looking at the terrible graphics too. It's just disgusting. It's so disgusting compared to the PC graphics, and I might sound like a PC fanboy right now, but last week we did talk about you know, PC versus Xbox, and you know, there is some advantages to both, but I really like the graphics of the PC better, so I did buy it. It was only $23, and I'm like, oh, whatever, I like this game. Might as well get it. And I've been playing a lot of it, so it hasn't been a waste. I just have to continue playing until I get past where I was on the Xbox, because it's just playing the same thing twice, even in a game that I like Assassin's Creed, I can't do it. You know, there's people that could play games multiple times and still get the same enjoyment out of it. Like, there's people that played Bioshock Infinite like 3 or 4 times and still enjoyed it every single time. Maybe I would enjoy it a little bit, but definitely not as much as the first time. You know, a lot less than the first time, because I really like the story. You know, with Assassin's Creed, I really like the story, but I've already done it. You know, I've played, anyone that's ever played Assassin's Creed 3, there's a mission that you have to free prisoners. And I think I talked about this before somewhere. It sounds familiar. You have to free prisoners inside of a British camp dressed as a British soldier. That is the worst mission I've ever played on any game ever. It's so hard. And I don't even play on, like, is there even difficulties? I don't think there is difficulties on Assassin's Creed, but I just can't do it. I can't do it. Well, I eventually did, but it was just from luck. It just seems like those British soldiers can just detect you when you do anything wrong, and I kept getting detected. And for anyone that's not played Assassin's Creed, it's a really annoying mission that I had to play twice. And then I had to play the stupid part where you're Connor as a kid inside of his Indian tribe hunting and gathering feathers and playing hide and seek. I don't want to play that. You know, it's stupid. And I had some Indian girl following me going like, oh, how did you find me? And just kept saying that over and over again. I didn't like it. But, you know, I'm an assassin now. I've made it up to the part where I'm an assassin. And, you know, it's only a short amount of time until I get to the part where I left off on the Xbox, and I could finally beat it and have the first Assassin's Creed game I've ever beaten. I've never beaten one before. That's a true fact. I've never beaten an Assassin's Creed game. And I want to beat it before Assassin's Creed Black Flag comes out, because it seems like a pretty cool game. From what I've seen, I saw the gameplay of the open worldness of the game, all the open world features of if you go to assassinate someone, they jump on their pirate ship, you jump on your pirate ship and you chase them down and blow them up and then steal their ship. That's really cool. Then you go find treasure maps and go collect treasure on islands. It looks really cool. It does. And I love open world games so much. That's why I love Skyrim. You know, I just love not having a straightforward on the rails storyline that you just have to do everything that they tell you to do, and no matter what you do, it doesn't affect any outcomes. I just love it. So I can't wait for Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Hopefully I could find a job so I could afford getting this game. Because if not, I don't know what I'll do. I would, I don't know. I don't even know. Oh, all right. So that's Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Don't really have much else to talk about. I guess I'll talk about random things that come to my mind, or else I'll go on Reddit. Go to Reddit for some topics, and then, you know, just pick some and talk about them. But I'm really close to making a face cam video for the first time. Oh, hit my mic / pop filter. I don't know if you could even hear that. I'm really close to doing it. I've tried a couple times and I just can't seem to get the lighting right. So eventually I'll do it. Eventually I will. And I just gotta do it. You know, I feel, before I did it, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't mind sharing my face on YouTube. But now it just feels weird. It just feels weird to just, you know, I feel it's important to do, because I feel like it's important to be able to match the voice to the person, or the face to the voice, so that when you're listening to my videos, you could picture that I'm saying it, if that makes sense. I don't know. I know maybe some people are curious about how what I look like in real life, and I don't mind really showing my face, but I feel like my channel is so small to do something like that. And I don't know, I guess maybe the longer I wait, the bigger of a reveal it would be. But I think I'll just do it right now, because then eventually maybe I could buy a webcam and do live streams or even face cam videos, because the camera I have, it's good to do like a vlog or a setup video or something, but it doesn't record for a long time, but for like long durations. So I can't just set it up and record myself while I'm playing a game, because it's a DSLR camera. It's like one of those cameras that you normally would take just pictures of, or pictures with, but when you take videos, they look really nice. So I kind of want to do the face cam mostly because, or the vlog, because it would give me something to do with this camera, because I've barely used it. I've spent $800 on it last summer, and the only thing I did with it is take some pictures of Sandy damage, damage from Hurricane Sandy. I took some pictures for school, for my video class. I took a video with this. I made two videos on another channel of like, you know, shorts, like short film type things. I took like three pictures for my photo class, reused the pictures over and over again. Even though I was supposed to take pictures for every project, I just reused the same ones because I hated that class. And it's not even like that class was pointless. You know, there's some like art classes that I feel are so pointless, for me at least, like painting, and there's arts and crafts. I don't think it's not called arts and crafts, it's like crafts. No, arts and crafts, because that sounds too childish. Just, yeah, I'm taking crafts too this semester. Yeah, just to me, maybe some other people are better at it, but to me, it's such a waste of time. And of all the classes I could have taken, because I have to take an art credit to graduate, so I had to take one. And of all the art classes I could have taken, I had to take video class, and a photo class. Those were the two, because each class is half a credit, so I had to take two to get a full credit. You know, 0.5 plus 0.5 is one. And, you know, the video class was really stupid because my teacher never made us make videos. We took more pictures than we did videos. It was really stupid. And when I came into the class, I expected, all right, this is going to be so easy. I know how to make videos. I could go home, put my stuff into Sony Vegas and render it out instead of using Windows Movie Maker. I have After Effects. I could put some cool effects on it. I'd be the star video editor of the class. And we ended up not really making any videos. I think we did one. And that was barely a video. That was like a, I forget what they called it. Stop motion animation. And mine was probably one of the better ones. But it wasn't even a video. I bought this camera. I didn't buy it for the class, but I bought this camera expecting that I would be able to use it for the class and make some sick videos. But I don't know what happened. Like, it never worked out. Because the thing is that my class, that class is really for people that don't care. I kind of cared. But it's for people that really didn't care much and wanted to just get their art credit out of the way instead of actually doing art. So the other people in the class were really slow and we just barely ever got anything done. And that class was kind of pointless. I didn't learn anything. We did like a stop motion animation of our class holding up signs with our names, which we didn't make the video. The teacher made the video with his iPhone, with like an iPhone app to make stop motion animations. Then we did something with like exchange students or something. Not even exchange students. There was this website that we exchange pictures with people in Japan. We had to like take pictures of like our town and like our things that are important to us and then show people in Japan. And then they showed us pictures, but I never looked at them because I didn't care much. Maybe I should have cared more, but whatever. Why should I care that much? I mean, it might have been cool to actually look, but I don't even know. They might not even have done it. Maybe there wasn't even a class. Maybe it was just we did that for no reason. So anyway, we spent a while doing that. And then we like made a stop motion animation of our own. And I made one with like filling up a coffee cup. And it had to do with letters of the alphabet. So I had like C. So like I had a cup. I guess it would be a mug, but for all intents and purposes, it was a cup. So I had a cup, I had coffee, I put a cookie inside of the cup after, because like a stop motion animation, if you don't know what it is, I'm kind of like going with the impression that everyone knows what that is. It's really when you take a lot of pictures and then you put them all together into a video. It's like those like flip books, when it has all the pictures and you just flip it and then like it makes an animation. So for mine, I just took pictures of a coffee cup. I took a picture, filled the cup up a little bit with a little bit more coffee, took another picture, filled it up a little bit more. And, then I kind of like moved the camera down so you can't see the inside of the cup, and then moved it back up. And then there was a cookie inside, and then the camera spun around, and then there was another camera. So three things. I don't know, four things. Cup, coffee, cookie, camera. All things start with C. So let me continue on with what we did. So we did that. Then we did another stop motion animation, but with drawing things. Now this, like, I guess it was a video that we made in the end. But we had to like get index cards, and I still have the index cards like with me somewhere in like a drawer somewhere. Like we had to make index cards with things that step with like a letter, and it had to go from person to person. So like one person would have A, and then their thing would have to turn into a B, and then the next person's B would turn into a C, and so on. So I have a bunch of index cards of drawings, and I'm a terrible artist. That's why I didn't take regular art. That's why I took a video. I was expecting to record something with my camera and put into Sony Vegas and be done in 5 minutes like I am with my regular videos on YouTube. But no, we didn't really do anything. Like, we did that, and then we made a game. How did we go to make a game? Like, we watched Indie Game the Movie. If you've ever seen that, it's a really good movie. It's on Netflix, and I think it's on Steam, too. It's really good. I think it's also on the Humble Bundle. Let me see. And the Humble Bundle's really cool. If you ever use the Humble Bundle or ever heard of it, you just pay as much as you want, and it goes... whatever you pay, you could pay, like, a cent, and you get games. And, I mean, it's kind of dicky to pay a cent because, it's going to charity, and you can if you want, pay that. You could just pay a cent and then you could get all the games. But there's games that you have to pay like more than the average, and the average right now is $10.91. So you have to pay more than $10.91 to get two of the bigger games. I mean, here, right this week, they have an ebook bundle, and they've raised $655,000 already. And then their weekly sale, they have games from some indie developer named Positech Games. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of them. But they did have Indie Game the Movie on here. I guess it's over, but they did have it. So anyway, we watched that in class, or some of it, and it's a really good movie. And my teacher's like, all right, so we're going to make our own game. I'm like, oh, really? What, we have to learn coding now in video class? No, it was a stupid, like, kids game maker where everyone's game looked exactly the same, and it was so pointless. I couldn't stand it. It became one of my least favorite classes. So then, we were supposed to talk to, like, FaceTime chat with an actual writer for movies, because he went to the same high school, and he had the same teacher for video class. We were supposed to talk to him. What's his name? I think the movie was called The Hitch, if you ever heard of it. No, I can't even... Is this it? Let's see, cast and crew. Produced. Doesn't even say the writers. Are you serious? This is probably not it. There's like no poster for it or anything. I think it was a pretty big movie. But, oh, maybe this is it? No. Well, this guy made a movie. Oh, this might be it, actually. IMDb? Hitch? Could that be it? Well, anyway, this guy was a student in the same class that I was in, same teacher and everything. And he became a writer, and he sold his screenplay for, you know, a lot, like the most of screenplays ever been sold for. And he became a writer for, you know, for Hollywood. And we were supposed to talk to him FaceTime. Same thing with the Japanese people. We were supposed to FaceTime with them. It never happened. It was really stupid. Why does IMDb never show any of the writers? What? Anyway. So we like discussed him. And then we were supposed to write our own screenplay. So we did. My screenplay was about... Which I thought it was a really cool idea, and I still, whatever. At this point, whatever. If you want to use this idea, whatever. I don't care. My idea was, my screenplay was about soldiers, like SEAL Team 6, but in the Harry Potter world. So, like, they had magic wands, and they used their wands as, like, guns and stuff, which might have been stupid, but, you know, whatever. I thought it was a pretty cool idea, because... I think, was it the summer before that? Was it last summer that the new Harry Potter came out? Like the last one? Let's see. Harry Potter. Last movie? I don't even remember what it's called. And the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Oh, it's 2011. Jeez, that was so long ago. How is it that long ago? Anyway. So, I just had the idea... Because I just thought it was stupid that, like, they always used to, in those movies, they always use their wands as, like, guns. They would just hold the gun up, just their wand up like it's a gun. It's like, everyone, put your wands down, or she's gonna get it. And they just have, like, the wand up to her neck or something. So I thought, like, alright, so these guys are this SEAL Team 6 of the Harry Potter world, and I made my screenplay. I'm not really a great, well, I'm not even gonna say that. I'm a pretty decent writer. But, I don't know. It was all right, but it felt really corny because I just don't know how to write screenplays, and I don't know, the names were stupid. I don't even remember what I named the people, but we were supposed to go make a movie with those screenplays, but we never did. It never happened. No, oh, geez. I'm like multitasking right now. I'm on Steam right now, and there's an RIPD the game. I've never. Are you serious? What rating did it get? No, there's no rating. Anyway, let me just continue on here. So we never made the screenplay. The screenplay was also supposed to be sent into like some contest. Oh yeah, and by the way, the games that we made, they're supposed to be sent to a contest, and the winner got paid like a good chunk of money, and they became like they worked with Rockstar for a week. Rockstar, the people that are making GTA 5. Like if I won that, I would have went and worked for them for a week, and that would have been cool. But yeah, never happened because the games never got sent in. My game probably wouldn't have won anyway. It was really stupid. So anyway, what's it called? I think that's it. I think we just like ended there. We just never did anything else. It was a really stupid class. So yeah, that was a good waste of 20 minutes to talk about that stupid class. Now I got to move on to my photo class, which is actually pretty useful compared to movie class. Because the movie class, I thought, all right, I'll go into this and I'll be better than everyone else because I'm just, I just know how to do all this already. Other people have no idea. Like my teacher would ask, all right, does anyone know what frame rate movies are filmed in? I'm like, oh, 24 frames per second. No one else knew. No one else knew what FPS meant. And I knew what movies were filmed in. So anyway, oh, let's see, we're 51 minutes in, almost 52. Well, we got another 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes to go. So I went on to my photo class the next semester, and my photo class, I thought that there would be another class that we wouldn't do anything. It'd just be a really laid back class, and I would be good at it because I'm not really good at it. I mean, I'd say I'm decent at Photoshop. I know how to use most of the things, and I knew how to use most of the things coming into the class. Because I just know how to make thumbnails for my YouTube videos. I know how to make backgrounds. I just know how to use Photoshop altogether because I've used it for years now. So the first couple days we went and we just learned how to use Photoshop. And we spent most of the days in class just like going like, okay, so today we're going to learn about the selection tool. So you just drag a little box and you could select things. And I was already way ahead of everyone. I was using effects and bevel in a boss and is it emboss? Something like that. All those effects and all that. And the class got really annoying at some point because my teacher was the actual art teacher, like the painting art teacher. So not only did we have to use like Photoshop to like, you know, change pictures and stuff, we also had to use artistic abilities or else we would get a bad grade. And I have no artistic ability at all. That's why I can't make my own, you know, backgrounds for YouTube. Like I know how to basically make one, I just don't have a vision for one. If I knew what I wanted, you know, a background to look like, I'd be able to do it because of, you know, I just know how to use Photoshop. But the problem is I just don't have any artistic ability. That's why I ask other people to do things for me as far as like backgrounds. So eventually when everyone was caught up and all the artistic people, like there was actually artistic people that already had their art credit fulfilled, but because they want to be artists, they, you know, took that class anyway. They took the class and they were doing great, better than me because I don't know how to do art stuff. And I never took any of my pictures. Like my teacher would be like, okay, so here's our new project. We have to, you have to go take a picture of like different parts of things. I have a picture right next to me. It's of a vending machine in the school, and the project was to take pictures of different parts of it. Like, you have the whole vending machine, take four pictures of each corner of it, and then put them together, like, on top of each other, like they're separate pictures, but morph them. It's like a collage type thing. And I did that. It wasn't good enough. I had to go and I had to take more pictures of separate bags of, like, chips inside of the vending machine. So I did that, and it looked stupid, and it still looks stupid, and I got like a B minus on it or something, which, you know, I don't really mind, but it's, you know, art's supposed to be an easy A. you know, I tried, I did everything she said, but still got a B minus, whatever. I mean, eventually I did end up with an A for the quarter, you know, for the semester, which is a good thing because, you know, how could I not get an A for art? It's like, here's the thing. Like if I took an advanced art, like a art that you, if you take it, you're really serious about art and you want to be an artist or something, and I did poorly in my artistic abilities, then fine, whatever. Then you're grading me on my ability to draw and paint and all that crap. But when I'm taking the class because I have to, then you can't really grade me on how good I do, you know? And after that project, I took a picture of my dogs. I took one picture of each of them and then a picture of both of them. I took a picture of my brother. I used the same pictures in every single project. And she never noticed. And every time we'd start a new project, first we'd have to look up for inspiration. So we had to do a project of yin-yang. Or no, was it yin-yang? No, realism. That's what it was. Well, yin-yang was one of them, but that wasn't... If you ever look realism art on Google, you go to images. There are some pretty crazy pictures on there, and I had to make something like that. I had no idea. I don't even remember what I did. I don't even remember. It's kind of like the pictures. Like, most of these are nude pictures, first of all, and I had these up on my school, whatever it's called, school computer. These nude pictures on the school computer. Whatever. I guess it's art, so it's fine, but I don't get it. I just don't get art. You know, I mean, I don't get some art. I don't get painting and all that. But I one of the things that I possibly would want to be one day is like a film editor or, you know, one of those, someone that works on a movie. Like that kind of art, I don't mind. I definitely can hop on board on a film crew and, get all the artistic abilities out of me or something. But I can't draw. Can't do that. And I just don't understand. This is one guy, I forget what his name is, that I had to, like, do a report on. What was his name? Realism artist. This guy looked like a doofus. It wasn't even realism. No, it wasn't realism. It was like, oh, surrealism, not realism. Surrealism. Salvador Dali. I hated this guy. Every time I saw him with his stupid mustache, I just hated looking at this guy. I had to look at all of his art. So, if you wanted to see the, look up surrealism, not realism. And we had to make something like, we had to make photos that looked like that. And I had no idea how to do it. So I took maybe something with my dog or something. I don't even know what I did. Oh, I remember now. I think this is the one. Do you know that portrait of Muhammad Ali when he has his... Let's see, Muhammad Ali. If you go, you look up Muhammad Ali, and you look at like pictures of him. There's like a picture of him. It's black and white, and he has a suit on. I took that picture. Let's see, Muhammad Ali portrait maybe. Portrait. Oops. Portrait. I don't know, there's one of them, I can't even find it anymore. But I did that, and I took my dog's face and put him on his face, and took my dog's paws and put it on his hands, and I guess it was good enough, so, you know, that's fine. I used the same picture for, like, every other thing. But I did actually learn some things, and that's what I'm trying to get to. I spent, like, 30 minutes talking about this, and what I'm trying to get to is that even though I didn't like the class, I actually learned some things, and I've used them already in my thumbnails. Like on Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, there was like a bunch of lines that weren't lining up, so I used the stamp tool that I learned about in class, and I never knew about that tool before. I saw it on the little toolbar, and I'm like, oh, what is that thing? I don't need stamps. And it's a clone stamp tool, so you like stamp something and then you could draw it in another spot. So it helped me out a lot. And even though I didn't like the class, I did learn some things and it actually was helpful. So now I could graduate and I know something else for my YouTube things. And how far are we in now? An hour. All right, well, I'll do like one or two topics on Reddit, and then I think I'll be done. So here we go. In my opinion, what is the single greatest video on the internet? Wow, these are actually, I'm looking at the comments. A lot of these are pretty good. What I liked, one of my favorite videos, one of the first YouTube videos I ever saw. I don't even know if this will still come up because of just how many people upload to YouTube now. Guitar. No, it's not even there anymore. You used to be able to look up on YouTube. Oh, if you look up, all right. If you look up guitar on YouTube, you used to be able to find this video that's called Canon Rock. So I think if you look up Canon Rock. Yeah, if you look up Canon Rock, it's the first video. This video was uploaded 7 years ago. And this is probably the first video I've ever saw. Like last week I said I used to be in a band. And I remember one day when I was at band practice, before I ever knew what YouTube was and before I ever used it, someone showed me this video. They're like, oh, you should learn how to play this song and show me this video on YouTube. And I thought it was incredible. It was one of my favorite videos. And it still is. I still go back and watch this sometimes. I like this song. And this is the first YouTube video I ever saw. Or one of the first. I think either that or was it... What was the name of that video? Muffins? Yeah, Muffins. 6 years ago. So I must have saw the Canon Rock first and then Muffins. So if you look at Muffins on YouTube, this is video. It's like... Do you like blueberry muffins? And it's just like, do you like smoking muffins? And there's just a bunch of random muffins. It's like, it's kind of stupid, but I thought it was funny when I first saw it. 6 years ago, though, you know, time flies. It has 20 million views now. That's pretty crazy. Still not, I mean, for six years, it's not as good as, you know, what's it called? What's that video called? Gangnam Style. 1,717,000,000 views. That's for 1 year. That's a lot of views. All right, so there was that one. Was something else with shoes? Shoes. I'm just gonna look up shoes. Yeah, shoes. That's the video. I remember seeing that one. That's 6 years ago as well. I also liked, these are all just all like, just kind of nostalgia videos for me. The videos today are better, but you know, these are old videos. The Ninja Glare, if you've ever seen that one, that's 5 years old, 20 million views. I think this guy actually still uploads videos. I can't even say his name. Nigaiga. Yeah, he still has videos. Yeah, he still does. But that video was probably my favorite. It's not even his most popular one. Jeez. So anyway, there's a bunch more, but I'm not going to go through all of them. I don't really have much time. So let's see. If you could choose the way you die, how would you die? This is a very morbid one, but I definitely know how. I'd probably want to... Probably might want to freeze to death. And that sounds pretty bad, but from what I've heard and what I saw on survival shows... Well, actually... There's two. One... I'd want to freeze because from what I hear, freezing to death is actually pretty pleasant because you're really cold, and I hate being cold, but you're really cold for a little bit, And then you just get warm and then you just fall asleep and that's it. So there's that one. If I had to choose, like if that's a way that if I couldn't just die in my sleep, that's how I'd want to do it. But otherwise, I'd want to die in my sleep. That would definitely be, I'd definitely want to do that. I don't want to drown. I definitely don't want to like suffocate, like all those kinds of things, drown, suffocate, all that. That would be terrible. I can't imagine that. I really can't imagine that. There's a lot of things I'd rather do than drown or suffocate. That's just, ugh. So, let's see. That's a funny one. Immediately after clearing my browser history. That's a pretty good one. All right, so let's go on to another one. Let's do one more. And then I think that's it. Yeah, that's it after this one. I think I've got another minute since the last episode. One more minute up. All right, if I won the lottery, it would be the first thing I would buy. I would definitely buy... Jeez, I might buy a new car, or a car. Yeah, I'd buy a car. That, or I'd buy some stuff for my computer, which is the nerdy one. One of those two. So, yeah, that's just that one. And I think that's it. So. Thanks you guys for watching. If you still are watching, rate this podcast on iTunes. That would definitely help me out. And rate the video on YouTube if you're watching it on YouTube. And if you want to be a guest at some point, let me know. And by YouTube or via YouTube or Twitter. And I will be sure to try to get you on. And otherwise, oh yeah, if you're someone that is a representative for a company, I'd sponsor you. You could sponsor me. I would promote your product right on here so I could keep the podcast going. Otherwise, I think that's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm probably going to have a face cam video. I might have a face cam video soon. I'm kind of nervous. Kind of nervous in how it'll turn out, but I just got to do it. So thanks for watching. And until next week, I'll see everyone later. Goodbye.